This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. Happy Friday. I hope you're good. I hope you're safe. I hope you're well. Thank you to everybody locked in all over North America. I'm going to be hanging out with you for the next 4 hours to get you all set for the weekend. This is when I get started. Every single weekday, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. I'm in Atlanta, Georgia. Super producer and host Ryan Hickey is in New York City. And you could be on the road. You could be getting ready for the weekend. You could be at work and counting money, stealing money, taking money. If you're stealing money from your job, I hope it's the legal way. Anyway, this man doesn't have to worry about stealing money. He's going to get paid for quite a few years for doing nothing. Darvin Ham fired as head coach of the Los Angeles Lakers. Odell Beckham Jr., this man is a Miami Dolphin. The New York Knicks did something that they haven't done in a long time last night. They're going to take on the Pacers next. Giannis was never close to returning. Saquon was booed in Philly last night by Knicks fans. Can't escape them. There's a lot to get into. Tons. Oh, yeah, and then there's this Patrick Beverley who's just throwing basketballs at fans. What an idiot. I got no shame. That guy is an idiot. We're going to talk about the good, the bad, and the ugly over the next 4 hours. You can always lock in on the free Odyssey app, A-U-D-A-C-Y. You can listen on your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate. You got Sirius XM. It's 158. Go ahead and punch it in. And if you have a smart speaker and you're lazy like me, you don't have to do anything but talk. Just ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network, and boom, the show pops right on up. We got some guests who are going to join us. This is going to be fun. In a couple of hours, we'll talk to Kobe Price. Covers the Los Angeles Lakers for the Southern California News Group. And then next hour, we'll have a conversation with Christian Winfield, who covers the New York Knickerbockers for the New York Daily News. And so the New York Knicks and the Lakers, two teams on opposite sides of the country, are both creating news. And then how about this? We do have basketball tonight as well. Can't forget about the matchups as the Clippers are going to take on the Mavs. Sounds pretty normal if you ask me that Kawhi Leonard is not going to be in action. And in about an hour from now, we're going to have the Cavaliers taking on the Magic in what is the most boring series in the playoffs so damn far. If you want to participate in the show, you can do so. The phone number is 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. You could also find me. I am online. I am on the internet. I am everywhere. It is at JR Sport Brief. That's at JR Sport Brief. Any place that you complain about things on the internet. So we're going to get into it all. First of all, Ryan Hickey, how the hell you doing? You good?
I am good, JR. Can I be ungrateful for like 30 seconds really quickly here?
We're here for 4 hours. Be ungrateful for as long as you want to be.
Knicks fan. So, like, obviously very excited they won yesterday, moving on to round number two and beat the Sixers. I will say, I would have loved to embarrass Philly. Not just beat them. I would love to win in five, get them out there early. Mm-hmm. I would have loved then, even when that was not a realistic possibility, when they just blew the last minute of the game in overtime, and when they got off to that hot start, when we're on the air, and it's 33-11. I wish they beat them by 40. Like, we had a Mavericks Suns Game 7 remake where it's like a 50-point game in the third quarter and every Philly fan is literally out of the building. I didn't want just to win. I wanted a complete embarrassment. With Joel Embiid's injuries, with also, too, just his play, his dirty play, they deserve not only to lose, but to get embarrassed. And so, very grateful and very excited. Knicks moving on. Let's go. Knicks Pacers locked in, ready for it. But I will say, I don't like the vibes coming out of Philly where there is, I don't want to say optimism, but they kind of feel good about themselves. I wanted just no hope whatsoever.
Yeah. What did Philadelphia do to you?
My entire life ruined it. I don't want to say ruined it, but.
Oh, damn.
There's no love lost between that city and the one I reside in.
Damn. It's rough.
So.
Did
not
you get robbed?
But, yeah.
Did you get robbed in Philadelphia or something?
No. Thankfully, I've only been to Philly a few times. I try to stay away. I've not been robbed. No one's fought me from there. But just my entire life having a lot of those teams beat mine. Going to school in Pennsylvania, dealing with a lot of the Philly folk.
Yeah, that's right. Right. Penn State. Yeah, yeah.
And they're loud. They'll tell you. They're from Philly. Not afraid to let you know about it. Not afraid to have you rub their face in it. Or rub my face in, I guess, if their teams win. So, yeah, a lot of hatred towards that city.
Well,
and
at least they won, man. At least, come on.
That's what I said. I had to be ungrateful. I'm happy they won.
Okay.
But
well,
I tried to be a little greedy that, you know, not only do they win, I wanted my cake and eat it, too, in embarrassing fashion. But
we'll talk about the Sixers later on in the show. I mean, if you want to find a negative, I don't know. Joel Embiid gets older every day. Like, that's a negative, right?
Oh, absolutely. Disappears in the fourth quarter again, can't stay healthy. And there's a lot of negatives that still are there.
If you want to think about a positive, they have Maxi and cap space. Those are positives. So we'll get into Embiid. He may be forced to take a little bit of a backseat or at least a little bit of an adjustment on the team, given his always hurt physical standing. And so we'll talk about the Knicks and the Sixers. I told you Christian Winfield will join us next hour from the New York Daily News. And then we'll talk about this broken down Joel Embiid. Like, what the hell are the Sixers supposed to do after this loss to the New York Knicks? Like, if you were going to ask me, I would say the Sixers are a more talented team. They just can't stay healthy. Well, he can't stay healthy. And they got a couple of bums they need to get rid of. Yeah, the guy from Long Island is going to be gone. Harris is on out the door. But we'll get into that. And speaking of out the door, I laugh when I see breaking news that's, like, always obvious. Darvin Ham has been fired by the Los Angeles Lakers. Darvin Ham is no longer going to be leading the charge for a team that in his first two seasons as a head coach, he took them to the playoffs. Last year, they go to the West Finals and they lose to the Nuggets. This year, they don't even get out of the first round. They almost got swept. But this was not breaking news because it was obvious. They checked out on this dude months ago. The jokes, the rotations were hilarious. The reactions that the body language you would see on the bench to the coach is just not disrespectful, but they're not paying attention to the guy. They did not care. And so Darvin Ham, despite having a record of 90-74, despite going to the Western Conference Finals, his first season, the man is gone. And, oh, yeah, I can't forget this also important accolade, accomplishment. Hickey, they won the in-season tournament. That was a big deal. The mayor of Los Angeles said that was a great accomplishment.
If you told the Laker fan before the season you will hang a banner at the end, and who's not signing up for that?
Well, the mayor of Los Angeles. She's thrilled. The season is a success, according to her. Other people, not so much. Darvin Ham got the boot. And after they were eliminated, of course, Darvin Ham was asked, bruh, you worried about having your job next year? Listen to his answer.
It is what it is, man. I'm not going to feel sorry for myself or ourselves. It's an unbelievable franchise to represent. Couldn't ask for a better governor, a better president of ops than Rob Pelinka, you know, Jeannie Buss. But I've seen a lot in my first 2 years in this seat. So I'll continue to work, get better, and control what I can control.
Coaching LeBron and AD at this stage of their career, you being a first-time head coach with the scrutiny that comes with this, how do you capitalize all this tonight?
It's a great question. Maybe at some point later on I'll give you an answer. It's been a hell of a 2 years, though, I tell you that. Sitting in this seat, it's been a hell of a 2 years.
Yeah, well, he has two more years left on his contract, so at least he knows he's gonna get paid. Writing was on the wall. Come on now. Anthony Davis in the middle of the damn series. After game two, guess what? They lost. Anthony Davis said, sometimes we're out there, we don't know what the hell we're doing.
We've shown that we're more than capable. We have stretches where we just don't know what we're doing on both ends of the floor. And those are the ones that cost us.
Those are the ones that cost us. We don't know what the hell we're doing. And he's gone. Darvin Ham is out the door. And we talked about some of the candidates that would go out there and replace them. And some of them are hilarious. Let's start off with J.J. Redick, who's sitting around doing a podcast with LeBron James right now. They're doing a podcast about X's and O's of basketball. Strategic move by LeBron James to start this podcast a few months ago, I think back in February, so everybody could marvel in the intelligence and the basketball know-how of J.J. Redick, who said, I don't know, 50, 60 years ago, basketball was just a bunch of plumbers and firemen running around out there. That'd be fun, right? It's not just J.J. Redick. The other coach in Los Angeles, who actually coached LeBron James to a championship, or maybe LeBron coached him to a championship, Tyronn Lue, has been talked about as being a candidate to coach the Los Angeles Lakers, except for Tyronn Lue currently has a job with the Los Angeles Clippers. Even though this team is elderly, he doesn't have to move. He'd be able to reunite with LeBron James. And since the reports started to come out, you get other reports that say that the Clippers are ready to extend his contract and throw him money. Hickey, when it comes down to the Clippers and the Lakers, Ty Lue already got a championship, right? You just going to take Steve Ballmer's money, you going to the Lakers.
I would take Steve Ballmer's money.
Yeah.
Big time. And I would take Steve Ballmer's money in terms of whatever he'll do to buy the next free agent to come to town.
Yeah, it's less headache, less stress, less worrying about LeBron this and Anthony Davis that. You know what you're getting with the Clippers. Right now you got a bunch of old dudes, but at least you know you have the job security with people giving you without giving you a difficult time. If I'm Tyronn Lue, knowing that I've already won a championship, you know, I don't think anybody's going to wake up at this stage of his life and go, oh, Tyronn Lue, one of the greatest coaches of all time. Just take the money. The Clippers are getting ready to throw you the money. You take it. And then another candidate who's been discussed today. Budenholzer. Yeah, Budenholzer, who was with the Milwaukee Bucks. Budenholzer won a championship with the Bucks. Budenholzer, who's been sitting around and sitting out for the past couple of seasons, they want to bring him in. Yeah, he'd be experienced, but I don't know. I shrug my shoulders. And Budenholzer used to coach here in Atlanta. And everything that I've ever heard, whether it be from players or agents and what have you, is that You know, after a while, people get sick of Budenholzer. They get sick of his rotations. They get sick of how he manages timeouts. I don't know. Didn't they, the Lakers, just deal with this? With Darvin Hammond, sure. There's a big experience gap between Budenholzer and Darvin Ham. But unfortunately for Darvin Ham, another one bites the dust. And when LeBron James is not just a player, he's a semi-coach. He utilizes his leverage to play general manager. Damn it, he might as well be part owner of the Los Angeles Lakers. The Lakers got to figure out the roster. It's more important than worrying about what they do at coach. And they certainly did go through some stretches throughout the course of the season where they were on fire. Rui Hachimura in the lineup with Anthony Davis and LeBron. And for the most part, they were relatively healthy throughout the course of the year. D'Angelo Russell, now he sucks. They got to figure out something with that guy. But the Lakers should be better next season if they can stay healthy. And unfortunately, that's not a damn thing a coach can control. As LeBron James continues to sit at 40 years old, look at staring at it in the face, and Anthony Davis, every day that he plays, I just worry about him hitting the floor and not coming back. At least Darvin Ham is out of the circus. He still gets paid and go on a couple of vacations, maybe pick up another job somewhere as an assistant, or maybe just relax. It's been a tough 2 years for Darvin. And Anthony Davis basically took the bus, kicked him off, ran him over, and said goodbye. Welcome to Lakerland. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to talk about that idiot Patrick Beverley. We're going to talk about Odell Beckham Jr. and his new home in Miami. Talk about Chase Claypool. Chase Claypool, this man is going up to play for the Buffalo Bills. I hope that's something that works out. Christian Winfield will join us next hour from the New York Daily News. Kobe Price will join us from the Southern California News. We got a lot to discuss. 855-212-4227. You are locked into the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. When we come back, we'll talk about a winner, the New York Knicks.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age, wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's a nice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Right before we went to break, we talked about the West Coast team, the Los Angeles Lakers. They just fired their head coach, Darvin Ham, fired. Earlier in the week, they lost, eliminated by the Denver Nuggets again. And we got a team on the East Coast, the other big city here in the United States of America, the other coastal city, New York Knicks won. Ain't no firing their head coach, not getting rid of Tibbs. The New York Knicks knocked off the they're going to face the Indiana Pacers. They knocked off the Sixers. They win the series 4-2. Last night, they finish them off 118-115 in Philadelphia. Oh, so sweet. Josh Hart with a big three to pretty much help close out the game. Jalen Brunson with 41 points. Man is dropping 37-plus over the past bunch of games. Haven't seen something like that since Michael Jordan. I'm not joking. That's a fact. And the New York Knicks with no Julius Randle, the other all-star. Like, Jalen Brunson is dragging him along, man. He's getting help from his friends. I mean, Hart is knocking down threes and grabbing rebounds. DiVincenzo is popping up and popping in. OG Anunoby. Hickey, how did you like that dunk last night by OG, right?
Unbelievable.
Yeah, it took the top off the joint. The Knicks fans, they tried to keep him out by buying up those tickets, but they were the loudest at the end of the night, weren't they? The New York Knicks, game one against the Indiana Pacers on Monday. The last time the New York Knicks won a playoff series was in 2013. And then they were eliminated by the Indiana Pacers. Different era, different teams, different squads, just about different everything. I'm going to tell you what I think about this series and what's going to happen. But let's listen to the winners. We heard what a miserable team sounds like. We heard Anthony Davis say, "We don't know sometimes what the hell we're doing." You heard Darvin Ham talk about, "Hey, well, listen, I don't know what the hell's going to happen with my job. He got fired today." Let's listen to what winners sound like. Jalen Brunson says, "Well, we win because we are really a team."
From the outside, people think that we just like hang out with just each other and no one else. But I think we really enjoy involving everyone on this team. And so the chemistry and the communication we have in that locker room on and off the court, it's special.
Hickey, it's a family. Nobody throwing Tibbs under the bus, right?
Oh, no. No. Not on this team.
And what about Tibbs? He says the way we close this game out, after choking away the other one, feels good.
Our communication was a lot better today in all areas. So you go into the line and it's the same thing. You're up one and now you don't know if you're going to be up two or you're going to be up three. And to understand where you are in the game and exactly what we want to get done. And I think everyone made sure everyone was on the same page.
Okay, nice. A lot of happy. Well, I guess he's happy. He won. Jalen Brunson, also happy. Because the man, thinking about what took place in the last game, they choked. What took place in this game, they won, they advanced. He says, "Man, these New York Knickerbockers, we do not give up."
Just like the way we just kept fighting, and I think that's what we've been talking about all year, is just make sure we keep fighting no matter what. It doesn't matter what the situation is. We're going to stick together. We're going to fight.
I love it. I love it. The New York Knicks are actually good. Hickey, I thought the Knicks were going to lose this one in 6 or 7 games. I said it depended on the health of that, what's the guy's name, Embiid?
Joel Embiid is his name.
He ran around with a busted leg, a knee brace. You think he looks like the type of guy where they would tell him, hey, Joel, if we give you a needle, you won't feel the pain. You'll do better. And I bet you he's the type of guy, he's like, I don't do needles. I'm not going to do it. Just give me the knee brace. I'm making that up in my head. Remember the first time he was eliminated from the playoffs and he cried? Remember that?
Against the Raptors?
Yeah, he cried in the back. What was that, 2019?
2019 with that Kawhi shot.
With that shot, and he cried like a baby.
He did.
Big crying, too. Whoa.
Tears were flowing down the face.
Interesting fellow. Years ago, 5 years ago, the guy's crying like a baby. In this series, he's pulling out a guy's ankles to drive him into the ground. Wow. How fast things change. And then he complained about the fans as well from Sunday. Oh, yeah, too many Knicks fans in here. Philly's a sports town. I'm not criticizing the fans, but I was disappointed. How about they be disappointed in you? This man, he didn't even shoot. He's 7'1", 7 feet. He didn't even shoot 30% from the field in the fourth quarter of the entire series. Come on. Disappearing act. And so what happened? All of a sudden the fourth quarter came and his leg gave out, or did he just want Tyrese Maxey to just do all the damn work? Poor Tyrese Maxey. By the time we got to yesterday, the New York Knicks were like, uh-uh, we saw this story. You ain't doing it again. Maxey finishing with only 17 points. Joel Embiid, 39 points. Once again, basically fell flat at the end of the game before fouling out. And so Joel Embiid might not like all of the Knicks fans in Philly. And Tom Thibodeau, he likes them. He really does.
The proximity to New York, when we end up having a lot of fans here as well, we feel we have the best fans in the world. They travel, so they go with us wherever we go. But it's great to play in that atmosphere where there's so much passion amongst the fans.
Oh, that's nice. Now the Knicks get ready to take on the Pacers. Interesting matchup. It was only last year, as Jalen Brunson and Tyrese Halliburton were really starting to heat up, as they both were in contention to make the All-Star team. And I believe Wally Szczerbiak said that, hey, this guy, Halliburton, is a fake all-star and Jalen Brunson is the best. And he got criticized for it for an entire year. Well, now they go against each other, not in a one-on-one, but it's Knicks versus Pacers. The last time any matchup like this really had juice, we got to go back to like Reggie Miller time. And sure, yeah, Roy Hibbert blocked Carmelo Anthony in 2013 and pretty much ended the New York Knicks in the postseason. But Knicks Pacers had juice because of Reggie Miller. A couple of seasons ago, the New York Knicks, they had an opportunity to screen F. Trae Young, which I think is unoriginal and also terrible to say to anybody. They were chanting F. Embiid because he's a dirty player. Naturally, Knicks fans don't like Pacer fans, and Pacer fans don't like Knicks fans. Hickey, are we going to get F. Halliburton? It doesn't rhyme the same way. Are they just going to say Tyrese? Like, what are they going to do?
Yeah, Halliburton's too long. Maybe Tyrese. Probably Tyrese is the go-to there.
They're going to make fun of his voice. He switches voices in mid-sentence. Knicks fans are going to, they're going to hate this guy. Knicks have to worry about both him. Knicks fans have to worry about Pascal Siakam. Every now and then, Miles Turner will go off. Yo, McConnell will throw out some buckets every now and then. I think the Knicks, I think home court advantage. I'm going to take the Knicks in 7. Hickey, what do you think about this series?
Knicks in 5.
Oh, damn.
I feel very good about this series. This is a matchup where you don't have to worry about a big man like Embiid who did. Knicks guarded him well, but also you saw he got his for 3 quarters before he was slowed down in the fourth. Miles Turner ain't Joel Embiid. And this fast-paced Pacers offense, I think the Knicks are geared defensively to slow it down. And the Pacers don't play a lot of defense. The Knicks are going to score easier than they did against the Sixers. Trust their defense more. Knicks in 5. And I like your point, too. We saw it last year when they played the Cavs. Knicks won that series not just because, but in large part because of the home crowd. The Cavs were not ready for that environment. Now, it's a nice win for the Pacers against the Bucks. That Garden energy is going to be insane in round two. I don't think they're ready for it.
You might be right about that. I'd give them more than one game. We'll see. I love the optimism. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Oliver is calling up from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Oliver?
How you doing, JR?
I'm excellent. What's up?
You know, as a Philadelphia Sixers fan, over the years, you know, you go through Ben Simmons, you go through James Harden, you go through heartbreak after heartbreak, and I'm kind of sick of it, right? And, you know, you're talking about that next Sixers series. Why wouldn't it, honestly, with our first-round pick, get Bronny James, kidnap him, and cause LeBron to come here?
You think LeBron James is going to pop up in Philly?
Well, here's the thing. I don't know if LeBron would come here if he was just straight up a free agent. But if you draft his son, I'm asking you, JR, do you think that obligates LeBron to come to Philadelphia?
You know what? What has been said over the past couple of months, and then even more recently, and specifically by the family's agent, their agent, mm-hmm. and Rich Paul, it's like, hey, you know what? I think everybody's come to the realization of the past year that, hey, he didn't go into college healthy. He didn't light it up at USC. That he needs he needs development. He's likely, wherever he goes, going to end up in the G League to develop some more. And so I don't know if that carrot is there the same type of way. Is Philadelphia a great spot, I think, for LeBron James to win a championship? I do. I also think that he is so settled into Los Angeles right now, mm-hmm. I can't see him moving. But hell, maybe he goes to the Sixers. Does he want to tether his championship hopes to Embiid? You know, I get it. He'll be there. He'll carry more on his back with Maxey, but I just see him staying in L.A. I don't think Bronny is going to move the chains.
Okay. How about Paul George?
In Philly? Yeah.
Philly.
We're going to talk about it later on in the show, Oliver.
Okay.
Like I told Hickey, the Sixers, they got room to work with free agent-wise. And look, Maxey is the guy. He's going to be eligible for an extension. And we're going to talk about the Sixers a little bit more depth later in the show, Oliver, okay?
All right, that sounds good. And one more thing, I will tell you, those Pacers are beating them next. That matchup, I don't like at all. You're getting a healthy Siakam. You're getting a Tyrese Halliburton. I don't know. I got the Pacers in six.
Oh, well, damn, the opposite way. I don't know about that, Oliver. Well, thank you for calling from Philly. Appreciate you. Hickey, he doesn't. Y'all are reversed here. You really are.
Pacers in six. Come on. That's just Sixers hate. I would do the same thing, by the way. If my team lost, I root for their demise immediately, the team who beat mine. I get it, where Oliver's coming from.
Yeah, I think it's going to be close. Because the New York Knicks, we know where the offense, it has to get spread out behind Brunson. It's going to have to come from everywhere. When you think about the Pacers, the offense is going to get split a little bit more. Pascal Siakam is probably going to average more points per game. Yeah, a couple of 30-point games here in the last series that they played against the Milwaukee Bucks, who happen to be a big team, but we know that they were kind of shorthanded with no Giannis and Lillard kind of busted up. I think, yeah, they're going to get up and down the court. I really think about how much the Knicks are going to be able to match up offensively with the Pacers, who are going to go up and down. And is that a benefit to the Knicks, or is that a detriment? Because Halliburton, you know, he might have a game. He's like, hey, here's 14 points and 10 assists. He might have a game where he has 25 points. You know, Miles Turner may have 10 points one game and pop up and give you 25. And so I think from a scoring perspective, the Pacers have more depth to score the ball. But the Knicks' defense is damn good. And so that's why I say I think this is going to be a close matchup. I don't want to say they're evenly matched, but I guess I am. I think it's going to go seven, and I'm going to go ahead and take the New York Knicks. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Darvin Ham got fired. The New York Knicks advance in the postseason. And Miami, no, not the Heat, they also are done. But the Dolphins, they pick up a new weapon in Odell Beckham Jr. We're going to talk about the latest wide receiver for the Dolphins on the other side of the break.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to get into, we got a lot to get into. At the top of the hour, we're going to talk about that idiot, Patrick Beverley. What an idiot. But right now, you heard this in the newsflash from Rich Ackerman. Odell Beckham Jr. got a new home, another team for Odell. He's going to be playing for the Miami Dolphins. It's his type of town, his type of city, right? I mean, he was in Baltimore last year in blue collar. Shout out to my folks in Baltimore. And now there's a little bit more luxury. You got the sand, you got the beach, you got the restaurants, you got the clubs. It's made for Odell, right? I mean, it was only a couple of months ago that the head coach of the Miami Dolphins was talking about Odell at the owners' meetings. Mike McDaniel was like, yeah, man, we made this guy an offer, and we just had to wait for things to materialize. This is what he said a couple months ago.
Great with him. We did make him an offer, and business takes time, especially with players that, such as Odell, who's had a phenomenal career, still has really good football in front of him and has options. So I think those conversations will be ongoing. We'll see where they go. I don't live in the world of crystal balling, and I do stay in my lane as a coach. I'm definitely ready to coach him if we can come to an agreement.
Yeah, well, they've come to an agreement. And so now Tua Tagovailoa will be throwing passes to Odell Beckham Jr., Tyreek Hill, Jalen Waddle. You got Raheem Mostert, who was punching in touchdowns at a ridiculous rate last year. You have A-Chain. They got some weapons, man. It was already a track meet down in Miami, and now you add Odell, who has had a history of leg issues since he came into the league. He has torn his ACL twice. I mean, unfortunately, most famously in the Super Bowl. He had a touchdown reception in that Rams Super Bowl, and he blew out his leg. We missed him all of 2022. He came back this past season with the Ravens. In 14 games, hauled in 565 yards to go along with three touchdowns. This is much more of a passing offense. He's not going to receive, I don't even want to say half the attention, with all the other weapons that they have out there on the field. I would pretty much clock in Odell at the same rate. If he plays 15-ish games, I don't know if I want to go that far, but if he plays the same amount of games, like 14, I think Odell could get you 5 to 10 touchdowns. He might have a bounce-back year. I mean, it's just with him a matter of staying healthy. And so the Dolphins will be good. They'll be good again. I know they've had some adjustments on defense. Christian Wilkins is now gone to the Raiders. They draft a potential replacement, on the edge. So they're going to be okay. Poyer is now in Miami instead of Buffalo. Dolphins will compete for a wild card spot. AFC East is already difficult. Claypool is now a member of the Buffalo Bills. I guess they're just throwing crap up against the wall and seeing if it sticks at this point. Not the worst idea. The New York Jets, they expect to have Aaron Rodgers for a full season and not four plays. It was also shared today that Aaron Rodgers is a full go-ahead for OTAs in a couple of weeks. So it looks like Aaron Rodgers is healthy. He still has to, get back out there, but he's looking good. So things are going to be tough for this Dolphins squad. But I got to tell you something. I got to be real. I don't care what the Dolphins do in the regular season. I do not care. My favorite line, my favorite quote from Mike Tomlin: we do not care. I do not care. Because these Dolphins, They could win 10, 11 games. They could beat people on a track meet. They could throw up 70 points. They could do whatever the hell it is that they want to do. They suck in cold weather. The Miami Dolphins suck when the calendar flips over. We saw what they did earlier this year. We saw what the Miami Dolphins did when they went up against the eventual champs in Kansas City. And they lost 26-7. You want to tell me that the Kansas City Chiefs didn't also have to deal with the cold? Felt like a negative a million out there. It's just them. You knew the Dolphins lost when Tua Tagovailoa got off the bus and walked a couple of yards from the bus to the locker room in a bubble coat, a hat, and a scarf. I'm like, oh, they're losing. Like, this guy's already thinking about the cold. And then after the game, Tua Tagovailoa basically said what we all knew. He's like, yeah, guys, this weather, this cold, we're a little bit different.
It was a little difficult in the beginning, but then we sort of figured out a plan with how we went about that later on within the game. But it was different.
Oh, yeah, it was different. That man is Samoan from Hawaii. That game had a wind chill of negative 27. Oh, he's good playing in Miami. He's like, oh, okay, a little humidity here, more okay, all right. It's like when the temperature drops below, I want to say 43 degrees. Tua Tagovailoa, his record is like 0-6. I mean, the entire Dolphins team is built off of speed, athleticism. I don't think Miami Dolphins and think bullies. I don't think aggressive. I think vanity. Dolphins need a football team that's, you think about Dolphins, and I know Dolphins are friendly until they rip you apart. They need an aggressive squad. Hickey, Dolphins, they're all nice, right? No, don't they do mean things too, right?
Yeah, I was a little confused. What? Dolphins are ripping you apart? I thought you can ride them. They're there for you to protect you. They're friendly. Where are these Dolphins that are...
violent?
Yeah, ripping people limb from limb.
A killer whale is a whale, right? He's not a dolphin?
I was going to say, that sounds almost like what you described, like an orca, which I would say right? Far away from those things.
Yeah, dolphins are gray and the whales are black. The killer whale's black, right?
Killer whale. It's in the name.
But
Black and white.
He looks like a giant dolphin.
They act like him, too.
What acts like what?
Well, the orcas. They're killer whales. You know, they're jumping out of the water. They're in pods. Right. Like, they act like dolphins, except till when
you know what? I'm making up words here. Because I'm a jerk. Somebody's going to go, this guy, JR, is an idiot. I'm not. I'm not an animalologist, okay?
Nice.
Yeah, you like that.
Add that to the vocabulary list there, kids.
Make up my own words. Don't use it in school. I'm almost certain that dolphins have a mean streak. Almost certain. You don't think so?
I don't think so. And maybe that's part of the reason why the Dolphins are, you know, never to be taken seriously in the playoffs.
You making a correlation between the animal and the team?
I mean, you look at every other team name with an animal in it, right? The Bengals, Tigers, those things, those are bad.
Right.
Well, I mean, Dolphins? Falcon, I mean, yeah, I guess Falcon is not the best. Ram, or ram you in the face with their horns?
Yeah, Rams.
Lions.
Rams are aggressive. All the animals are aggressive, yeah.
Eagles, America's bird.
Yeah, swoop out the sky and rip you to shreds. Same thing for falcons and hawks. Take it easy on our birds down here, okay?
I'm just saying, all the animal names in sports, dolphins. The nicest animal you can be named after is a dolphin.
So are you saying the Dolphins have the softest name in professional sports? They do, right?
They are named after the softest animal you could possibly name your team after.
I think, listen, we're going to Google this in a break. Dolphins, they have to have a mean. I know they're intelligent. They are highly intelligent. They're also mammals. I don't know where the hair... Do you know where the hair is on one of these things?
Dumb question. Do you have to have hair to be a mammal?
Hold on a second.
I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. A mammal gives birth. It gives live birth. So mammals, I think... See, now you got me. I know for sure mammals give live birth. We don't hatch eggs. So
and they're warm-blooded too, right?
Yes, and I think they also have hair. Yes, I think.
Then to answer your question, where's the hair on the dolphin? No idea.
I think it's very fine. Have you ever been up close on one of them things?
No. I love animals. I never have.
Me neither. I ain't getting close to one.
No? You're not going to go to like Bahamas or Atlantis and swim with them?
That'll be the day that the dolphin gets angry. We have homework to do here, okay? We're not as dumb as Patrick Beverly, but we are going to learn about mammals and dolphins, and we'll educate you. We will. And then we'll talk about that idiot on the other side. The idiot is Patrick Beverly, not the dolphin. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to get into, we got a lot to get into. At the top of the hour, we're going to talk about that idiot, Patrick Beverly. What an idiot. But right now, you heard this in the news flash from Rich Ackerman. Odell Beckham Jr. got a new home, another team for Odell. He's going to be playing for the Miami Dolphins. It's his type of town, his type of city, right? I mean, he was in Baltimore last year. And blue collar, shout out to my folks in Baltimore. And now there's a little bit more luxury. You got the sand, you got the beach, you got the restaurants, you got the clubs. This is made for Odell, right? I mean, it was only a couple of months ago that the head coach of the Miami Dolphins was talking about Odell at the owners' meetings. Mike McDaniel was like, yeah, man, we made this guy an offer, and we just had to wait for things to materialize. This is what he said a couple months ago.
Great with him. We did make him an offer, and business takes time, especially with players that, such as Odell, who's had a phenomenal career, still has really good football in front of him and has options. So I think those conversations will be ongoing. We'll see where they go. I don't live in the world of crystal balling, and I do stay in my lane as a coach. I'm definitely ready to coach him if we can come to an agreement.
Yeah, well, they've come to an agreement. And so now Tua Tagovailoa will be throwing passes to Odell Beckham Jr., Tyreek Hill, Jalen Waddle. You got Raheem Mostert, who was punching in touchdowns at a ridiculous rate last year. You have A-Chain. They got some weapons, man. It was already a track meet down in Miami, and now you add Odell, who has had a history of leg issues since he came into the league. He has torn his ACL twice. I mean, unfortunately, most famously in the Super Bowl. He had a touchdown reception in that Rams Super Bowl, and he blew out his leg. We missed him all of 2022. He came back this past season with the Ravens in 14 games, hauled in 565 yards to go along with three touchdowns. This is much more of a passing offense. He's not going to receive, I don't even want to say half the attention, all the other weapons that they have out there on the field. I would pretty much clock in Odell at the same rate if he plays 15-ish games. I don't know if I want to go that far. But if he plays the same amount of games, like 14, I think Odell could get you 5 to 10 touchdowns. He might have a bounce-back year. I mean, it's just with him a matter of staying healthy. And so the Dolphins will be good. They'll be good again. I know they've had some adjustments on defense. Christian Wilkins is now gone to the Raiders. They draft a potential replacement, on the edge. So they're going to be okay. Poyer is now in Miami instead of Buffalo. Dolphins will compete for a wild card spot. AFC East is already difficult. Claypool is now a member of the Buffalo Bills. I guess they're just throwing crap up against the wall and seeing if it sticks at this point. Not the worst idea. The New York Jets, they expect to have Aaron Rodgers for a full season and not four plays. It was also shared today that Aaron Rodgers is a full go-ahead for OTAs in a couple of weeks. So it looks like Aaron Rodgers is healthy. Still has to, get back out there. But He's looking good. So things are going to be tough for this Dolphin squad. But I got to tell you something. I got to be real. I don't care what the Dolphins do in the regular season. I do not care. My favorite line, my favorite quote from Mike Tomlin. We do not care. I do not care. Because these Dolphins, they could win 10, 11 games. They could beat people in a track meet. They could throw up 70 points. They could do whatever the hell it is that they want to do. They suck in cold weather. The Miami Dolphins suck when the calendar flips over. We saw what they did earlier this year. We saw what the Miami Dolphins did when they went up against the eventual champs in Kansas City. And they lost 26-7. You want to tell me that the Kansas City Chiefs didn't also have to deal with the cold? Felt like a negative a million out there. It's just them. You knew the Dolphins lost when Tua Tagovailoa got off the bus and walked a couple of yards from the bus to the locker room in a bubble coat, a hat, and a scarf. I'm like, oh, they're losing. Like, this guy's already thinking about the cold. And then after the game, Tua Tagovailoa basically said what we all knew. He's like, yeah, guys, yeah, this weather, this cold, we're a little bit different.
It was a little difficult in the beginning, but then we sort of figured out a plan with how we went about that later on within the game. But it was different.
Oh, yeah, it was different. That man is Samoan from Hawaii. That game had a wind chill of negative 27. Oh, he's good playing in Miami. He's like, oh, okay, a little humidity here, more humidity. Okay, all right. It's like when the temperature drops below, I want to say 43 degrees. Tua Tagovailoa, his record is like 0-6. I mean, the entire Dolphins team is built off of speed, athleticism. I don't think Miami Dolphins and think bullies. I don't think aggressive. I think vanity. Dolphins need a football team that's, you think about Dolphins, and I know Dolphins are friendly until they rip you apart. They need an aggressive squad. Hickey, Dolphins, they're all nice, right? No, don't they do mean things too, right?
Yeah, I was a little confused. What? Dolphins are ripping you apart? I thought you can ride them. They're there for you to protect you. They're friendly. Where are these Dolphins that are...
violent?
Yeah, ripping people limb from limb.
A killer whale is a whale, right? He's not a dolphin.
I was going to say, that sounds almost like what you described, like an orca, which I would say right? Far away from those things.
Yeah, dolphins are gray and the whales are black. The killer whale's black, right?
Killer whale. It's in the name.
But
black and white.
He looks like a giant dolphin.
They act like him, too.
What acts like what?
Well, the orcas. They're killer whales. You know, they're jumping out of the water. They're in pods. Right. Like, they act like dolphins, except till when
you know what? I'm making up words here. Because I'm a jerk. Somebody's going to go, this guy, JR, is an idiot. I'm not. I'm not an animalologist, okay?
Nice.
Yeah, you like that.
Add that to the vocabulary list there, go. Kids. I
make up my own words. Don't use it in school. I'm almost certain that dolphins have a mean streak. Almost certain. You don't think so?
I don't think so. And maybe that's part of the reason why the Dolphins are, you know, never to be taken seriously in the playoffs.
You making a correlation between the animal and the team?
I mean, you look at every other team name with an animal in it, right? The Bengals, Tigers, those things. Oh, those are bad.
Right.
Well, I mean, Dolphins? Falcon. I mean, yeah, I guess Falcon is not the best. Ram or Ram you in the face with their horns.
Yeah, Ram. Rams.
Lions.
Rams are aggressive. All the animals are aggressive. Yeah.
Eagles. America's bird.
Yeah, it swoop out the sky and rip you to shreds. Same thing for falcons and hawks. Take it easy on our birds down here, okay?
I'm just saying, all of the animal names in sports, dolphins. The nicest animal you can be named after is a dolphin.
The dolphin. So are you saying the Dolphins have the softest name in professional sports? They do, right?
They are named after the softest animal you could possibly name your team after.
I think, listen, we're going to Google this in a break. Dolphins, they have to have a mean. I know they're intelligent. They are highly intelligent. They're also mammals. I don't know where the hair... Do you know where the hair is on one of these things?
Dumb question. Do you have to have hair to be a mammal?
Hold on a second.
I don't know then.
Yeah. Yeah. A mammal gives birth. It gives live birth. So mammals, now you got me. I know for sure mammals give live birth. We don't hatch eggs. So
and they're warm-blooded too, right?
Yes, and I think they also have hair. Yes, I think.
Then to answer your question, where's the hair on the dolphin? No idea.
I think it's very fine. Have you ever been up close on one of them things?
No. I love animals. I never have.
Me neither. I ain't getting close to one.
No? You're not going to go to like Bahamas or Atlantis and swim with them?
That'll be the day that the dolphin gets angry. We have homework to do here, okay? We're not as dumb as Patrick Beverly, but we are going to learn about mammals and dolphins, and we'll educate you. We will. And then we'll talk about that idiot on the other side. The idiot is Patrick Beverly, not the dolphin. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.